Our first question today is from an email correspondent, and it goes like this. I haven't thought much about my house since I sent you the question about buying a house. So I'm wondering what has been going on since then, and why don't I have a house yet? Well, it's a very interesting question. And we think it's a very good question. In fact, it's a very powerful question. But then again, we think all questions are powerful. There's always something helpful in the contrast, if nothing else. So one of the things that you might want to consider is that you have a house. And that's the part that's missing here, we think. Not missing in truth, not missing in the truth of who you are, but missing in your perception. Because remember, the manifestation is perfect. You actually have the perfect house. And if the house that you have now is not the one that you want, and remember, this is going to sound contradictory, but you are vast. You do contain multitudes. It is possible for you to have contradicting thoughts that are both correct at the same time. Just because the logic doesn't follow doesn't mean that they're not both equally true and valid. So you have a house, and actually you can, if you pay attention, notice that it is the perfect house. You could also have a perfect house and know that as wonderful as this house is, it's only getting better and better from here. So if you take some time, you can look and see how, since you've moved into the house that you are in now, that you have paying attention, you have, comma, paying attention to your intuition, to that which felt better, comma, you have decided over and over and over again how to improve the living situation. Now, these are simple things. They're not huge. You might have maybe built onto the house that you had. Maybe you added a room. Maybe you redecorated. Maybe you painted walls a different color. Maybe you moved the furniture around. Maybe you got new furniture. Maybe you emptied out a whole bunch of things that you didn't want. We don't know. But it's as simple, really, really, truly as simple as sort of deciding that kitchen really could use a good scrubbing. Now, if you'll notice, and we know that you do this, so we'll just point that out first. We know that the only reason you scrub the kitchen is because it feels better to scrub it. You don't do it for any other reason. We know that. So you get into the kitchen and you begin to take things apart. You begin to put things together. You begin to move things around. You realize there's just like a little bit of a grime that has sort of attached itself to these metal things over here. There's kind of some dust that seems to be sticking to things. So you get out the warm water. You get out the scrub pad. You get out the detergent or the vinegar or whatever it is that you're using. And you begin to clean. And so maybe, you know, you start from one side of the kitchen, you go around until you finish. And then once you've done all of the things that are at hand level or eye level, then you go down to the floor and finish that up at the end. And so now once you leave and you've put away all of the cleaning tools and you've dried out the mop and you've emptied the bucket and washed things out and dried things up and you're done, and you know you're going to go back in there and essentially dirty the kitchen again by cooking your next meal. Or even just walking through the floor, on the floor, sitting at the table in the kitchen. But what you have done there is you have actually, quote unquote, made the house better. So you have been in the manifestation through your intuition of the better house, the better house, the better house. There's always a better house. Every day the house is a little bit better. We understand that you think that buying a house means, particularly a house that you quote unquote can't afford, but that you know you want, means doing something to go make the money. And then once you have the money and have done all the other prerequisite things, because we know you have a long list that you haven't mentioned, a very long list of things that have to be done first. First, this has to be done, then this has to be done, then this has to be done, then this has to be done. Well, maybe yes, maybe no. The point is not whether you get them done at the right place in the right time in the right way according to the way that you think you're supposed to control the situation. That's not really what is at stake here. What's at stake here is something very different. Your ability, your willingness to say, this is the right house right here, right now, and stand on that, and just stand on it, is really all that matters. And we would suggest that actually since last you asked us the question and you heard the answer, that you've actually been doing this. You haven't noticed it because you haven't, quote unquote, done any controlling thing, which means you haven't gotten out and sort of beat the pavement to go see who will give you $1 million or 3 million or 5 million or whatever it is that you think you need. You haven't gone out and done anything to make money, in other words. So it seems like you haven't done anything, but you have done something. If you've noticed that everything is actually working out for you in the ways that it is doing so, in any way, shape, or form, you've done something. But we also want to emphasize that isn't really necessary. You could be very cranky about all of this. You could be very sort of, well, they say it's a perfect house, but I don't really get it. If you would just let yourself flow with what feels better to you in the moment, these things work themselves out quite brilliantly, but they also work themselves out quite brilliantly even when you're not willing necessarily to do that. But you mentioned you wanted the house today. Well, you have it today. And we know that's not a satisfactory, logical answer, like, well, what is the mechanism? What is the thing I need to do? What are the ditches I need to dig, as the New Thought teacher might say? Well, you've already dug your ditches. But one of the very particular ditches that you've dug is that you have said, we know you've said it, we can see it in your vibration. You have said, this is the perfect house. And you have looked at the house that you inhabit currently, and you've looked around and you said, this is really good. The other thing that we would also suggest is that there's qualities and characteristics of this other house that you're looking at that we know that you like, which is why we sort of took you to the pool. And that feeling of jumping into the pool without any clothes on, with the possibility that the neighbors are looking, without knowing what the chemical status of the pool is right at that moment, but because it was your pool, goddammit, and you jump into it and you just enjoy it. You know, you might want to think about that a little bit. And it's not because that's going to make this happen any faster, but because the thought of doing so feels better. Now, we'll give you one example that one of our physical friends has given to us before, and we really like this. When one of our physical friends was selling a house many years ago, and he began to realize, well, this is how much money I'm going to make off the sale of this house. He began to think of, well, what am I going to do with the money? So the money's going to come in, and it's going to be there, and I'm going to see it in my account, and it will be really exciting. And there'll be these six figures that I've never seen in a bank account before, so that's going to be really exciting. What am I going to do next? And what he realized that he wanted to do next was to start writing checks to certain people as gifts. So I began to imagine that over and over and over again, and it felt really good in the imagining of it. Now, the logical mind would say yes, but he also knew that on the 27th of that month, that six-figure number was going to hit his bank account, so writing the checks was just the inevitable thing. But did he? Anything could have happened. There could have been a meteorite hit the earth. There could have been an earthquake in a place where earthquakes don't happen. There could have been a flood. There could have been a pestilence. There could have been the backing out of the seller, or rather of the buyer. Things could have gone wrong at the closing. Anything could have happened, but the only thing that happened was that he spent about an hour sitting there at the computer, so he told us, pressing the reset button on the browser so that he could see whether the money had arrived yet or not. And then as he described to us, he sat back and looked at it and said, this is amazing, once the numbers were there. That he knew it was going to be amazing. He already knew what that was going to feel like. See, the logical approach to this would be to say, well, I know it's going to happen, so then I can plan. But that isn't really, really true. That's actually never true. We've certainly had plenty of conversations with physical friends who come to us and said, I thought it was inevitable and that I was betrayed. No, actually, it just turned out in a different way that you weren't expecting, except that you were expecting, you just weren't aware of the expectation of it. And the dilemma here is the betrayal and the excitement is all about hanging your hat on something. That's why we don't suggest you think about how you're going to buy the house. What mechanism is going to make the money come to you? We suggest instead that you just keep stripping off your clothes on the back patio, kind of furtively looking around to see if anybody can see you, and then go do a Ken ball in that pool over and over and over again. That's digging a ditch, as the New Thought teacher would say. That's blowing the horn that causes the walls of Jericho to tumble. That's what that is. It's not the mechanism. It's not the how-to. It's not the, these are the 17 steps to buying a house when you don't have any money to buy a house. It's not that. There's one step. You decide, and you're done, and that's it. So, two suggestions. One is, look at your house now and say, this is the perfect house, because it is the perfect house. It really, truly is. There's all sorts of reasons that that can be true, and this would be a really good time to notice them. And then the other suggestion is just keep cannonballing into that pool. Unless it's green, maybe you wouldn't want to do it then. But there'll be something like that or even better. So that's what we recommend. That's what we suggest. We thank you very much for your question. Very delicious, very powerful, and very delightful indeed.